1 p.m. Okay. I went to bed at, I think, 11 p.m. No, I'm not sick. I just like sleeping. Because I do. There's nothing else to do anyway. No, I'm not going to go out with you and your friends tonight. I hate bars, and my bank account has been overdrafted. Plus, my credit cards are maxed out. I'm going to binge some Netflix instead. There's going to be guys there. Sorry, my pussy went out of business. Celibacy for me. Ooh, that reminds me. I got a new sex toy. I think I will use that instead of binging Netflix. Ooh, you're leaving my room? Thank you. Don't come again. What? Is there an emergency? Is someone dying or bleeding? If not, then get out, please. $300? Why would my sister's friends, who hardly know me, pitch in money to bribe me to leave the house? What's the catch? Exactly what kind of adventure do you have planned for me? I have to admit, the adventure part is intriguing, and I'm curious, so I'll go. Plus, I really, really need the money, which is the real reason why I need to go. Oh, damn. I was only going to commit to about 10 minutes of being with you guys tonight. I really won't get paid unless I complete what you have planned. A bar. I was hoping those plans had changed. Tell me about this adventure, ladies. Yeah, my phone has a full battery. So you're going to send me out into the world alone, and then you're going to send me texts giving me a choice between two things that I need to do? This sounds like a choose-your-own-adventure book. I can't stop or leave what I'm doing until you send another text. What if my life is in danger? I'm only half serious. I'm sure you're not going to ask me to do something dangerous. Yeah, I'm ready. What's the first choice I have to make? Please, no. Can I get another two options? Fine. Well, if I ask a single guy if I can buy him a drink, then I probably have to make small talk with him. And then he might try to buy me a drink, and I'll be stuck having to talk to a stranger all night. But if I go up to a married guy and ask him his sign, he'll probably just laugh it off and tell me that he's married. And that would be the better choice. I guess I'm off to look for a guy with a wedding ring on. There. I was wondering, what's your sign? It's not a pickup line, I promise. If you had asked me the question, I would have said stop, as in stop sign. No, sorry, no. It's not because I have anything against you. It's just because it's a bad pickup. Oh, okay. I guess it is a pickup line. I actually don't know much about astrology either. Yeah, I guess it was a weird question to ask. Sorry, my mom keeps texting me. You have to tell him you have a yeast infection, or tell him about your first time having sex. Seriously, ladies? I have another weird question for you. It's a little bit random. Do you think people ever have sex here at this bar? Yeah, they probably do. I think it would really suck if any of them were virgins. Can you imagine losing your virginity in a noisy bar? Not very romantic, huh? True? There probably are worse places. Like outside during a hurricane. I am glad that my first time was somewhere where I was more comfortable. It was his dorm room. Luckily, he did not have a roommate. Oh no! Her parents really caught you guys? I would have died right then and there. I'm surprised, though, that they didn't make her have her bedroom door open when she had a boy over. That's what I had to do. Her too? So that's why you got caught. Just putting on a show for anyone who walked by her open door. Sorry, it's my mom again. Give him your panties, or ask him to go somewhere more quiet with you. Remember, you get $300 if you complete all the tasks. Wow, that progressed quickly. It's loud in here, and the noise is giving me a headache. Do you want to talk outside the bar where it's quieter? Great. I'm just going to go to the restroom first, and then I'll be right back. Fuck, where did he go? Oh, okay. Thanks for letting me know. Hey, ladies. So he told the bartender to let me know that he's waiting for me outside. And also, what the fuck, guys? You know he's married. Why would you have me give him my panties? True, you did give me a choice, but still, not cool. Yeah, it's going fine. Better than I expected when you gave me my first set of choices. All right, I'm going out there now. I am getting that money. Until later, bye! The number is restricted this time. I guess one of the other ladies is at the wheel now. Ask him if he wants to have sex in the bar's bathroom, or ask him to drive you to a place of his choice. He's married! I can't ask him to have sex! But if I do have sex in the bar, at least I won't be leaving with a stranger, which is probably more dangerous. He's married, and he seems like a nice guy, so it's probably okay to ask him to go somewhere else. Besides, he'd probably turn me down anyway. Hey! Do you by any chance want to go somewhere else to talk? You can choose where. Excellent. Wait. Did you choose a hotel? Well, I guess we can talk there. Oh boy. This is not going how I planned. Well, hopefully when he gets up here from paying for the room, he'll only want to talk. I hope. Wow, a hotel? I didn't think you had it in you. It's not like you guys really gave me a choice, now is it? Take off your clothes and greet him naked when he comes in the room. Or grab his dick. Okay, if I grab his dick, that's assault. I don't want to do that. But if I take off my clothes, he can at least consent to whatever. He can just leave the room if he wants. He can tell me to leave. Yeah, I'll do that. I really don't want to take off my clothes, though. I really need the money. So, do I sit on the bed? Well, they didn't say. If he opens up the door, what if there are people behind him or something? I'll come out of the bathroom. Make it look more natural? How is that natural? Oh shit, he's coming. Hey! Yeah, I just feel more comfortable when I have my clothes off. It's what I do at home. Oh, you're gonna take yours off too? It's what you do at home, okay. Yeah, make yourself at home. Well, we are both naked. Do I like your body? Yeah. Yeah, I do. So... Oh, thanks. Thank you. I'm glad you like mine, too. Oh, well, thanks. You think I'm beautiful? I think you're handsome. Really handsome. Do you want to... Oh, my neck. That's actually my favorite place to get kissed. It's one of my strongest erogenous zones. God. I don't want to kill the moment. I really don't. But I just noticed that you seem to have a wedding ring on. What she doesn't know won't hurt her. I just don't know how comfortable I am with that. Can you please stop kissing my neck for a moment? It's really hard to think, concentrate, reject you while you're doing this. That's the point. Oh, God. I like how you're stroking the other side of my neck with your other hand. Oh, the way your fingers feel. Oh, my ear. God. You know all of my areas. Fuck. God. Nibbling on my earlobe. Fuck. You smell so good. Stay right there. I am gonna go get a pillow. Hold on. All right, I am just gonna kneel on this. And I am going to... do you mind if I suck your cock? I just want to get permission first. Awesome. I really want to. You have a really nice cock. What am I doing? Well, this is not where I saw myself at the beginning of the night. How do I have so little self-control? I never thought I could do this with a married man. I thought I was better than this. I know I am. I just need to stop. Sorry if I seem a little eager. It's been a little while since I've been with a guy. I always loved giving blowjobs. You got such a nice cock. I can't help it. I love it. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, I don't want to get you too excited. Not yet. Your wife doesn't give blowjobs like that? Out of curiosity, what else doesn't your wife do? Anal. I kind of feel like that's the cliche answer that guys give. I don't really mind anal that much, so if you want to do it with me, that's okay. What the fuck? Did I just say that to a married man? What am I doing? Who am I? You should warm me up first. I mean, we don't have any lube, so you need to lube up your dick somehow, right? Yeah, the bed would be better for this. Mmm, there are those fingers again. Mmm, I love how you're stroking my neck with one hand and fingering me with the other. Oh, that feels so good. I'm gonna stroke your cock while you do that. Hold on a moment. I needed to get it nice and slippery. Carry on. Fuck. Feels amazing. Feels good for you too. I could stroke this dick all day. And feel your fingers in me all day. Fuck. Finger bang that cunt, baby. You know how to curl your finger and everything. Fuck. Fuck. Pre-cum. Hold on again. I gotta lick that up. Yummy. You're gonna taste me too. Oh, God. You know, I really liked it when you were fingering me, but this might be even better. Oh, especially when you do that. Yes. fingering and working my clit at the same time with your tongue. Yes. Oh, fuck. That was so hot. I took it between your teeth. Not hard or anything, and you just pulled up on it. Fuck. It's amazing. You are really getting into that, just like I did when I was swallowing your cock. Ooh, it's so wet. I hope you're enjoying the buffet. Yeah, suck on it. Suck on my clit. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, fuck. was an amazing blended orgasm. Fuck. I felt it in my G-spot and my clit. Everywhere. Fuck. Oh, yes. Get that dick wet. It is going to get soaking wet in here. God, your dick hits all the right fucking spots. Oh, yeah, hold my legs up. Yeah, grab me by the thighs. Oh, yeah. Put my feet on your shoulders and, oh, fuck, yes, I love how you're grabbing onto my thighs like that. Oh, feels so fucking good. Fuck. You really know how to fucking fuck a girl. Fuck. Your wife is so fucking lucky. And right now I've got you all to myself. I'm the lucky one now, bitch. Though. Well, it'd be easiest. Do you want me to get on all fours or do you want me to stay right where I... Okay. Yeah, let me get on all fours for you. Okay. Whew, I am still feeling so good from the... You know what? That usually is a bit more uncomfortable, but the afterglow is making things feel so much better. I feel like I'm on top of the fucking world. Fuck. Give it to me. Give it to me. This is the first time I've enjoyed getting my ass fucked. Oof, fuck. I mean, I like it and all, but this time, fuck, it just feels so fucking good. I'm gonna play with my clit while you do that. Oh, God, yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes, yes. Oh, God. You can even go harder if you want. Yes, 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 I am sure. Oh, please, be my guest. Oh, God. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, pound it. Yes. Has your wife ever let you do this? Well, I guess I'm better than her, huh? Of you to ask first. I appreciate that. Yes, 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 yes. Come on me, baby, come on me. That jizz. Ooh, yeah. Yeah. Ooh. Ooh, that must have been a huge load because it is leaking out. I can hear it like hitting the sheets. Now I am very spent. I would like to go on, but oof. Oh, it's late. Wow. I need a nap. You're tired too? Well, I'm sure. That was a huge load. You must be exhausted. And you did do most of the work, so. Can I cuddle with you? Oh, good. I'm gonna lay on your chest and wrap my leg around you. Oh, I slept so well. Where are you? Are you in the bathroom? Hello? No, he's not in there. Maybe he went to get breakfast downstairs. Why is there a stack of money on the nightstand? Maybe for the housekeeping staff. That looks like a lot of money, though. $300? That cannot be a coincidence. Hey, sis. So the $300? I don't get the money. Wait, what? I did complete all the tasks, though. The last one you sent was about grabbing his dick or greeting him naked in the hotel room. Yes, you guys did send that one. Yeah, I'm in a hotel, which you apparently know since you guys followed me here. Huh? No, I did not get any of those texts. Stop fucking with me. I just woke up and I haven't had any coffee yet. Wait, so you sent the text about the panties or going to a quieter place, right? Since I talked to you guys about that before I walked out of the bar? Which text did you send after that? Check to see. give him a peck on the lips or slap his ass? I definitely did not get that one. You guys had me escalate it even further. I had to ask him to have sex in the bar or have him drive me to a place of his choice. I am not fucking with you. You're fucking with me. Put me on speakerphone and send me a screenshot of your texts. After what you guys had me do, I really do not appreciate you jerking me around like this. He's a married guy. Don't make me look like the bad guy here and say that you had nothing to do with it. I have not gotten your text yet with the screenshot. Hold on, let me see. The last text that I got from your number was before I walked out of the bar. I did not block your number. I know I didn't. I will check, though, just so that I can say I told you so. Huh? Okay. Your number is blocked. What the fuck? Send me the screenshot again, please. Whoa. The timestamps all look accurate. Be honest with me. Did you come to the hotel and leave me $300? The money is on the nightstand. How would you have put it there? I don't know. I was thinking maybe I was sleeping deeply and didn't hear you knock and he let you in. Right. You said that you didn't know where I was. Now I am really confused. Let me think back. When could your number have been blocked? Wait. I went to the bathroom. I remember picking it up before going to talk to you guys. The moment I stepped outside, I got a text, supposedly from you, but it was from a restricted number. The text after that was sent when I was waiting for him in the room. After that, there were no more texts. And I was with him every second after that, so I would have seen him on his phone. Oh, fuck. It was him! I'm wondering if he saw one or all of the texts that you guys had sent, so he was on to what we were doing. Then, when I left my phone behind, he read through them, saw the part about the money, blocked the number, and then started texting me. No, I don't have a code or any security on my phone. Yes, I know, that's stupid. I get it. Trust me, I learned my lesson. I am not telling you what I did with him. But out of curiosity, what's the most that you would have made me do with him? Just making out? Oh, you thought that might even be too far, so you tried to convince them to keep it even more innocent? All right, I'm going to come home and shower now. I'll see you soon. Bye. I cannot believe that he did that to me. Ooh, his cum is still leaking out of my ass. Well, I definitely earned this money.